Hey Ben, how you going?
Hey Cam, I'm tired.
Yeah.
This is a glimpse into the world of the comedian.
So we're sitting on Gertrude Street.
Yeah.
On the street, in the gutter? No, not quite in the gutter.
On a thing, on a little wall.
Yeah. There's Fitzroy. There's cyclists riding past. Asian cyclists for any racists listening.
There's some young ladies jogging.
Yeah, it's a little. They're not in jogging wear.
No, they're.
Dressed for a night out.
They're quite fetching.
There was possibly a Canberra power player walked past.
Yes, boasting about his access to the Prime Minister.
He's like, oh, I'll just call Julia. Yeah, good on you, dickhead. We've just seen the conclusion of the third night of Ben Pobjee's Let's Put On A Show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. 9 p.m.
Yes.
Until Sunday the 14th of April. Mm. Tickets $20. Or if you're... like, if you have concession rights, if you're a pensioner,
yep,
$15, I guess. Who else gets concessions? People with healthcare cards?
Students.
You have to show your healthcare card.
Yes, absolutely.
Students, dole bludgers.
Burdens of the state.
Yeah. Basically, if you're leeching off the state, leech off us. No, yeah. You're just leeching off Ben. That's fine. Doesn't affect me at all.
But you're not leeching. You're only leeching a little bit off me. It's not that great a discount, 20 to 15.
Yeah, nah, but still, it helps.
$5 you can spend on ice.
So
pensioners. So this is a little glimpse into the private life of the comedian.
Mm.
Sitting here, feeling sad after the gig.
Yeah, all of the energy of the gig is sort of ebbing away.
Yeah, which doesn't take long. That gig didn't have a lot of energy.
Yeah, it doesn't. Look, we can't... What if the punters are listening to the podcast, though?
Yeah.
What if that old couple that came in at the end...
And didn't know where they were.
And asked the door guy, oh, is this a comedy show? What if they're listening? Oh, hello, tram coming fast. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, we get it. You're in
That's
a tram.
That's how we know. You know that we're really in Melbourne and we're not, like, actually in... Auckland trying to act cool by pretending we're in Melbourne.
We're not actually in Adelaide on a solar-powered bus.
No. Because solar power, it's a myth.
Mm.
So you know, scientists have determined the sun actually doesn't even have any energy in it.
Mm. Now, I feel like I made a mistake when I was packing the gear...
For the gig?
No, for this podcast.
Oh, for this podcast.
Because we have two mics. One of them has a fetching silver ball. That's what we're speaking into at the moment.
Yes.
A large silver testicle.
Yes.
And the other one is a more obtuse, mysterious white ball.
Right.
Which I feel puzzles people more. I think if you look at this weird silver ball, you're like, oh, it's a microphone.
Yeah.
People always seem to get confused by the white ball.
Because it looks a bit more science fiction-y. It looks like the eye of, like, an onboard computer that has become sentient.
Mm.
Yeah.
And we are its slaves.
Yeah. And we're just sitting here staring into it because we're locked in its... We're just going to waste away. We can't pull ourselves away from the eye.
No. All power to the eye. So...
We just got a strange look
at the
cyclist. But you know what? You know what? You're wearing bike shorts at 10:30 at night and you're riding your bike without using your hands. So, who's the weirdo? I don't mean you. Why are there so many cyclists in Fitzroy?
I don't know.
Remember when we invented the car? These guys don't.
So, it's been a pretty good run of shows so far.
Yeah, there's been up to 3 people laughing on each night. At least. Or at most.
You've gotten some good reviews.
Yeah, I've gotten one good review.
You got punked in a review from Jim Shembury,
if you want to put it that way.
Who?
Well, he gave away the ending to my show.
He wrote a very, very positive review, and then gave it 2.5 stars.
Maybe the star department is separate to the reviewing department at the Herald Sun and they're not communicating with each other.
It's like when people tell journalists off on Twitter for their bad headlines. They're like, yeah, I don't write the headlines. It's like, well, you could go down and like just ask. You could suggest some headlines.
I don't think... Nah, subbies don't like that.
Maybe write a little post-it note attached to the story when you send it down the tube. to the sub-editing department. Oh, Al, it's another tram. Oh yeah, some interesting... Wearing a hat inside a tram, don't know about that. A little disrespectful.
What's that? Keeping the sun out of your eyes?
Mm.
Fuckhead.
You're playing some baseball on your tram. Tram baseball. That's an OH&S issue.
It's like the no hat, no play rule ends when you leave school, you know? You don't have to live your life by those rules. You don't have to live your life by any rules, kids.
Mm.
Be like Dee Snider.
Anyway, Jim Shembury gave you a nice review, but yeah, the 2.5 stars, so you can't point to it and say, look, this was a really... Look at this 5-star review from Jim Shembury.
You see the stars before you see the review, because the stars are on, like, the link to the actual review. So you look at it and you're like, 2.5 stars. No point finding out what that show's about. Clearly it's mediocre.
But he also didn't give you 1 star, which then you could have done...
And everyone would read a 1-star review. They'd be like, oh my God, I have to find out why this guy is so awful.
I went through all of the reviews on the Herald Sun thing the other day, just reading the 1-star reviews.
Yeah. There aren't that many, though.
No.
So I feel like the reviewers have gone soft a bit this year.
Honestly, a bit of snark. Honestly, I wished I had cancer before I had to see the show.
There's not much of
again.
That about this year. Mm. The reviewers, I think maybe they've heard that comedians have a lot of mental health issues, and so they're scared of being sued for wrongful death by the comedians' families.
They don't want to be in a crank call hospital situation.
I mean, look, I can tell you, listeners, no pressure, but if you don't come to my show and laugh at all my jokes, I'm going to kill myself.
Mm.
Definitely. Like, I'm not just saying it's possible. I'm saying I definitely will if I don't sell out all my remaining shows.
Look, I'm somewhat emotionally invested in this. Not your death, I mean the show.
No one's emotionally invested. You know what my mum said when I talked to her today?
Mm.
She said, never call me on this number again. I don't want my friends to know I have a son. She has these weird friends who think it's shameful to have male children.
Mm.
I don't even understand it. It's kind of like the remake of The Wicker Man.
If the remaining shows don't sell out, I won't kill myself, but I'll certainly self-harm.
Yeah. And you might kill me. I mightn't even get to kill myself, because Cam will kill me first for ruining his dreams.
So...
See, this is how... Isn't comedy depressing?
It's dark.
Go back and listen. Do you remember what episode the dying giraffe story was in?
I can guess from the month, probably. Yeah.
Comedy is a lot like that dying giraffe story.
Mm. Look... This is what I think. Can I give you some notes?
Oh, yes, all right.
So, in tonight's show, we had a slightly low energy audience.
Yes.
Including, as I noted, 2 people who came in about 15 minutes in and they were like, oh, is there like a comedy?
And didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's like a comedy thing happening in here.
But here's the thing.
And then they gave you $40.
Here's the thing. It's not like the comedy is happening in the front bar.
Mm.
You don't just walk in off the street. You have to climb stairs.
Mm.
To get to the comedy room. So, what were they looking for? Were they treasure hunters?
They could have been looking for the bathroom.
Were they hoping to live there? There are bathrooms downstairs.
Yeah, I know. This is the thing, though. If they were looking for the bathroom, they went upstairs and then they got waylaid.
Yeah.
And they went into your show.
It's no wonder they didn't laugh.
Their bladders must have been bursting.
Yes, they must have been in so much pain.
All right, here's the thing, though. The energy was low. You're trying to amp people up.
Yes.
You were, you know, increasing your energy. You were, like, trying to encourage people to participate.
Look, here's the thing. I was doing my best.
Hmm.
And no one can take that away from me.
This is what I'm saying, though. Your best wasn't good enough.
No.
What you need to do instead...
Is give up.
Is take out a knife and say, let's have some laughs.
Oh.
Or it's over. And in the paper, you will all be named.
I'm going to do that. Tomorrow night, I'm going to do that.
You know how you do that thing where you're like, oh, so, you know, a little bit of crowd work.
Yeah.
Like, oh, who are you? What's your name?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah.
You need to get all of their names, write out your suicide note.
Yeah.
Naming them all and say, look, you're locked in now.
There's my show for next year.
If
I make it that far.
I don't know if we can actually lock people in.
No, well.
The door's a little flimsy.
You could barricade the door.
Yeah.
There's enough furniture in there to block it.
some brown couches, if you will. By the way, the show is at Gertrude's Brown Couch.
Gertrude's Brown Couch on I was going to say Fitzroy Street, in Fitzroy, on Gertrude Street.
Yep.
And look, it is a good show.
Mm.
People laugh at it. It's very funny, and it changes every night.
Yeah.
That's the point. And here's the thing... Here's the thing about being in the audience of the show.
Yeah. Sorry, can I just quickly comment on that guy's car before it gets out?
Yeah.
That dude's got like a really fancy car, but it's very poorly maintained, I think. I feel.
It's squealing. It's either poorly maintained or there are like baby seals in the boot.
Hmm. Begging to be released or for salmon.
Yeah.
What's he doing? He stopped but didn't get out. He's concerned about his car troubles. He might have a flat. I hope he doesn't want us to help because I don't want to help.
Should we go?
No, I just want to talk quickly before he gets out and he can hear us talking about him. All right, sorry, go on. What were you saying?
I was saying that the thing about being in the audience of my show is that if you are in the audience of my show, you play a part in its success.
Mm.
You can help make it a great show. And if it is a great show, you can feel proud of yourself. It boosts your self-esteem as well as mine.
Yep. Hello, here comes another tram. Shall we have a tram passenger review?
Yep, okay.
All right. A stylish woolen beret.
There was a guy, or a woman, I couldn't tell, but had a look about them. They had earbuds in.
Mm.
They reminded me a lot of the guy who was on a bus with earbuds in the first episode of the third season of 24, who it turned out was a suicide bomber.
Oh, no.
So...
Should we call Yarra Trams?
And say there's a bomb on one of your trams and then just hang up? I don't want to make it too easy for them.
Oh, they're going to work for it. Well, they're getting paid.
Yeah, actually, just stay on long enough for that. Say, which tram? And then you say, that's what you're paid for. And then hang up.
It's like, this is not a volunteer position at the counter-terrorism hotline. So, look, we've talked about the show, but your show's not the only show in town.
No, there are other terrible ones that aren't as good.
Don't go to the other shows, though. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about there's other stuff happening.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
James Heard.
James Heard has been shooting up peptides like a madman.
Allegedly. According to the...
He might have been, according to the guy who did it.
Yeah, former sports scientist for Essendon, Stephen Dank.
Yeah.
Hey,
Dank by name, Dank by nature, perhaps.
Hey, Danksy, keep your trap shut. I feel like you're incriminating yourself. he wasn't just giving him peptides, allegedly. He was giving him extract from pig's brain.
Yeah.
A bark extract. And the first milk of a mother cow.
Yeah.
Which seems like a highly specific sort of milk. And makes me think that perhaps he's not so
Does
much
Does that mean,
as...
like, colostrum?
I'm worried he's not a sports scientist and rather that he is a sports shaman.
Yes. You think he might have given Hurdy these things and then danced around him, waving branches or feathers or something?
Maybe he had to be under the light of a waning moon.
Yeah, they were both naked, I presume. They daubed themselves with woad.
Like...
An ochre.
Speaking of footballers... Hey, footballers, if you don't want to have your nads broadcast on live television, don't ever take your clothes off.
I know. Who asked you to take your clothes off is the question. I don't remember asking footballers to be nude.
It's like, and he wasn't even taking his clothes off, he was just readjusting himself. I feel like that is something that could have been done without flopping your cock out. Just jam a hand down there.
It shows an arrogance.
Oh, but their shorts are so tight, I suppose. Those tight white shorts.
They sort of... But they think they can get away with anything. That's the point. They think they're above the law. They think they're above the anti-public cock laws.
Yeah.
And you're not. You're not, footballers. You're not. You're not.
You are beholden to the laws of the land.
As Steven Seagal once said, you're not above the law.
Yeah.
That was just after he said... You think you're above the law. That was in the movie Above the Law.
We got another askew look.
Surely that
scientist.
Movie should have been called Not Above the Law.
Yeah.
You know, you know what? I'm starting to hate all cyclists. And by starting, I mean I already did. Yes. But I'm getting a lot of vindication here. Because these cyclists are assholes.
They're judgy.
Yeah, it's like, why can't two men sit on a small wall late at night talking into a silver ball without attracting the judgment of the, you know, the moral majority, the fun police on bikes, the mounted fun police. Man.
Gets your goat, doesn't it?
Gets my goat something shocking.
Mm. I hear that Stephen Dank got a goat. Just the first trimmings from the first shaving of the year. Sprinkled them on James Heard.
Oh. Hey, Stephen Dank.
Yep.
I've got to say, as you alluded to, he has a great enthusiasm for telling everyone in the world everything he's ever done.
Mm.
It's almost like his career as a sports scientist was just a lead-in to his current career of blabbermouth. It's like, that's the only reason he became a sports scientist, is that eventually he could tell journalists everything he'd ever done in his life.
Mm.
Big noting, that's what he's doing.
And it's like, I don't have time for this drip feeding through the media. Like, put on a one-man show, dickhead.
Yeah.
With some, like, different hats. You can play the different characters.
The Hurdy hat.
Yeah.
The shark hat.
Yes.
The,
from when you played the shark.
No, from when he worked at the Cronulla Sharks.
Oh, right. Not an actual shark. From when he extracted stuff from a shark. From when he crushed up the spiral legs of a shark.
A Port Jackson shark,
yeah,
yes.
Specifically.
Yeah. Those are some freaky spiral legs.
Yeah. Hey.
What are you up to, Port Jackson sharks?
Yeah.
Why do you have such interesting eggs, yet you are such a dull fish?
Mm.
Why are your eggs more interesting than you?
Doesn't make sense.
No.
All right, well. Gives me no indication of how long we've been going for. It's useless.
But time is getting on.
It is getting on. We can do a few more minutes. Look, here's the thing. Go see this show. Not Stephen Dank's one-man show.
No, Ricky Nixon's one-man show. Go see Chicken Train.
Yeah.
I hear, if this will seal the deal for you to go see Chicken Train, after every joke, he says, toot toot.
So.
That's a rumour. But, look, if he doesn't, he should now, because he's an avid listener to this podcast. Now, and you can have that, Ricky. That is a freebie.
He is an avid listener of this podcast. I am an avid reader of his Facebook page. I'm his Facebook friend. I feel like I'm more of a Facebook frenemy.
He's something of a fair weather friend, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like when he was at his lowest point, you weren't there for him.
No. But I was looking on his Facebook page yesterday, and he was running a comedy competition to win not one, not two, not three, not four, not four, not five, not seven, but six seats to the Chicken Train show at the Comedy Lounge on Errol Street, North Melbourne. And prices are quite affordable otherwise, but six free tickets, nothing to be sneezed at.
No.
Now, the way to win these tickets was to enter a Ricky Nixon joke comp. This is one being run by him.
Yes.
He's in charge of judging this. And as we all know, he's a very funny man, so why not?
He knows funny.
So, it was a joke comp. What's your best Ricky Nixon gag? The front runner, as chosen by Ricky Nixon, was what do Ricky Nixon and the Melbourne Football Club, aka the Demons, aka the D's, have in common? The answer, they're both bad at picking 17-year-olds.
That's sharp. Mm. It's satirical. And when you put the toot toot at the end,
oh yes, he did,
it rounds it off.
He did add a toot toot.
Toot toot.
Unfortunately, the only commenter did not add a toot toot. All he said was, yeah, good one, Ricky. I would have fucked her too. It's like, I feel like he is...
He's undermining the joke. The point is, he's bad at picking 17-year-olds. You're not supposed to think he's good at picking 17-year-olds, or the joke doesn't work.
I feel like Ricky Nixon is both... He's undermining his previously stated public remorse about having a weird relationship / cocaine problem with a 17-year-old. You know all the times when he was like, oh yeah, I'm sorry, I did the wrong thing?
Yeah.
You're sort of undercutting that.
Yeah.
Also, you're a misogynist when you refer to all of your ex-partners as ex-cleaners.
Also, you're not moderating your Facebook page very well.
No. It's, you know, Subway Australia.
Yes.
Shutting down parody pages. Getting on top of these issues before they can create trouble.
Yeah. Nipping in buds.
Well, Ben, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm never going to be able to see you again.
No, that's okay.
Our families are feuding.
I thought this would happen.
Well, when you have a family feud such as we do, not the television show Family Feud.
No, because it's not televised. No. But we are trying to guess what a random sample of 100 people named when asked simple questions.
So, I don't even know what sort of questions they ask.
That's like, what might you find in the boot of a car? What would you buy from a hardware store? And our families are viciously fighting to guess the right answers. And until this is resolved, we can't,
here comes
we
a tram. Can't meet.
There's so many empty seats, yet people are standing up.
Yeah.
What's going on? What is with people?
I think like a tire iron you would find in the bit of a car.
Yes. A person.
Yes.
Possibly.
Like a kidnappee.
Yes.
Kidnapped.
Baby seals.
Yes, as good callback.
The baby of Seal, the singer.
Yeah. And Delta.
Yeah.
Hey, you know Seal?
Yeah.
He has facial scars.
Yes.
From lupus.
Yes.
But on his Wikipedia page, it's like, it says, you know, there have been lots of rumours about the reason behind Seal's facial scars, but it is lupus. Hey, Wikipedia editors, maybe chuck in what a few of those rumours are. I don't know what they are.
Don't just allude to them obliquely.
Also, who was looking at Seal's facial scars and being like, oh yeah, those weird lupusy scars? Maybe got in like a jagged knife fight?
Yeah.
Where they gave him very specific scars? They were a talent.
Maybe there's someone who has a financial interest in seeing that Seal is thought to have suffered from lupus.
Hmm. Big Pharma.
It could be a Big Pharma, I suppose.
Big Pharma trying to cause a lupus fear in the
community. Oh, the Big Pharma industry.
Mm.
I thought you meant like a Big Pharma.
No. Well,
like a farmer with a tall farmer.
You raise an interesting point. When people talk about Big Pharma,
do they mean a Big Pharma?
Have we just gotten confused at some point?
So is it possible
Old Man McDonald?
Is it possible that our kids are being injected with dangerous, untested vaccines because of one Big Pharma who's selling these vaccines out of the back of his tractor?
Something to think about.
Yeah.
Well,
think about it. Get it back to us, listeners.
This is all we've got time for. This goes for listeners. This goes for passers-by. 9 p.m. every night till Sunday at Gertrude's Brown Couch, which is just over there. You're walking past it. Ben Pobjee's Let's Put On Show. Come along.
It's funny.
It's quite amusing. No, they've all walked fast. No interest.
Pricks.
Nah, but you, gentle listeners, we believe in you. 9 p.m. It's on till Sunday, the 14th of April. If you're listening to this in the future, Sunday, the 14th of April, 2013. Hey, people in the year 2018, you missed out in a big way.
Dickheads.
Yeah, so that's that.
Yeah.
Come along. It's very funny. It changes every night. So come along three more times.
Three more times.
And you're going to laugh till you cack.
Yep.
Whatever.
Laugh your scrotum off.
Whatever that means. Not the scrotum thing. I know what that means. I don't. A little vague on cack.
Cack.
I presume it's some sort of bodily expulsion.
It's a fecal thing.
Yeah.
Thanks, Cam.
I thought.
Thanks for lowering the tone.
Wait, laugh till you cack. Laugh till you yak. How about that?
Laugh till you are a yak. Laugh till you ride a yak. Laugh like a yak. Like that.
All right. We've got to go.
Bye.
Bye.